cried out, slicing the colossus clean through at the waist, if only to show that he could. The beast fell into two gory pieces. Why, Elend thought with rage, what strength must I possess? What must I do to protect them? Vin's words, spoken months ago back in the city of Vititan, returned to him. She'd called everything he did short-term. But what more could he do? He was no slayer of gods, no divine hero of prophecy. He was just a man. And it seemed that these days ordinary men, even allomancers, weren't worth very much. He screamed as he killed, ripping through another pack of colossi. And yet, like his efforts back at Fadrick's, it just didn't seem like enough. Around him the village still burned. As he fought, he could hear women crying, children screaming, men dying. Even the efforts of a Mistborn were negligible. He could kill and kill, but that would not save the people of the village. He screamed, pushing out with a soothing, yet the Koloss resisted him. He didn't bring even a single one under his control. Did that mean that an Inquisitor controlled them? Or were they simply not frightened enough? He fought on, and as he did, the prevalence of death around him seemed a metaphor for all he had done over the last 3 years. He should have been able to protect the people. He'd tried so hard to protect the people. He'd stopped armies, overthrown tyrants, reworked laws, and scavenged supplies. And yet all of that was a tiny drop of salvation in a vast ocean of death, chaos, and pain. He couldn't save the Empire by protecting a corner of it, just as he couldn't save the village by killing a small fraction of the Koloss. What good was killing another monster if it was just replaced by two more? What good was food to feed his people if the ash just smothered everything anyway? What good was he, an emperor who couldn't even defend the people of a single village? Elend had never lusted for power. He'd been a theorist and a scholar. Ruling an empire had mostly been an academic exercise for him. Yet as he fought on that dark night in the burning mists and falling ash, he began to understand. As people died around him despite his most frenzied efforts, he could see what would drive men from more and more power. Power to protect. At that moment he would have accepted the powers of godhood if it would mean having the strength to save the people around him. He dropped another colossus, then spun as he heard a scream. A young woman was being pulled from a nearby house, despite an older man holding onto her arm, both yelling for help. Elend reached to his sash, pulling free his bag of coins. He tossed it into the air, then simultaneously pushed on some of the coins inside and pulled on others. The sack exploded with twinkling bits of metal, and Elend shot some forward into the body of the colossus, yanking on the woman. It grunted, but did not stop. Coins rarely worked against colossus. You had to hit them just right to kill them. Vin could do it. Elend wasn't in a mood for such subtlety, even had he possessed it. He yelled in defiance, snapping more coins at the beast. He flipped them up off the ground toward himself, then flung them forward, shooting missile after glittering missile into the creature's blue body. Its back became a glistening mass of two red blood, and finally it slumped over. Elend spun, turning from the relieved father and daughter to face down another colossus. It raised its weapon to strike, but Elend just screamed at it in anger. I should be able to protect them, he thought. He needed to take control of the entire group, not waste time fighting them one at a time. But they resisted his allomancy, even as he pushed on their emotions again. Where was the Inquisitor Guardian? As the colossus swung its weapon, Elend flared pewter and flung himself to the side, then sheared the creature's hand free at the wrist. As the beast screamed in pain, Elend threw himself back into the fight. The villagers began to rally around him. They obviously had no training for war, they were likely under yeoman's protection, and didn't need to worry about bandits or roving armies. Yet despite their lack of skill, they obviously knew to stay close to the Mistborn. Their desperate, pleading eyes prodded Elend on, drove him to cut down colossus after colossus. For the moment, he didn't have to worry about the right or wrong of the situation. He could simply fight. The desire for battle burned within him like metal, the desire even to kill. And so he fought on, fought for the surprise in the eyes of the townspeople, for the hope each of his blows seemed to inspire. They had given their lives up for lost, and then a man had dropped from the sky to defend them. 2 years before, during the siege of Luthadel, Vin had attacked Set's fortification and slaughtered 300 of his soldiers. Elend had trusted that she had good reasons for the attack, but he'd never understood how she could do such a thing. At least, not until this night. Fighting in an unnamed village, too much ash in the dark sky, the mists on fire, Kolos dying in ranks before him. The Inquisitor didn't appear. Frustrated, Elend spun away from a group of Kolos, leaving one dying in his wake, then extinguished his metals. The creatures surrounded him, and he burned Duralumin, then burned Zink and pulled. The village fell silent. Elend paused, stumbling slightly as he finished his spin. He looked through the falling ash, turning toward the remaining Kolos, thousands and thousands of them, who now suddenly stood motionless and patient around him, under his control at last. "There's no way I took them all at once," he thought warily. What had happened to the Inquisitor? There was usually one with a mob of Kolos this big. Had it fled? That would explain why suddenly Elend had been able to control the Kolos. Worried, yet uncertain what else to do, he turned to scan the village. Some people had gathered to stare at him. They seemed to be in shock. Instead of doing something about the burning buildings, they simply stood in the mists, watching him. He should have felt triumphant, and yet his victory was spoiled by the Inquisitor's absence. In addition, the village was in flames. By this point, very few structures remained that weren't burning. Elend hadn't saved the village. He'd found his Kolos army as he'd planned, but he felt as if he'd failed in some greater way. He sighed, dropping his sword from tired, bloody fingers, then walked toward the villagers. As he moved, he was disturbed by the number of Kolos bodies he passed. Had he really slain so many? Another part of him, quiescent now but still aflame, was sorry that the time for killing had ended. He stopped before a silent group of villagers.
"You're him, aren't you?"
an elderly man asked. "Who?" Elend asked.
"The Lord Ruler,"
the man whispered. Elend looked down at his black uniform, encased in a mist cloak, both of which were slick with blood. "Close enough," he said, turning to the east, toward where his human army camped many miles away, waiting for him to return with a new Kolos force to aid them. There was only one reason for him to do that. Finally, he acknowledged what he'd decided, unconsciously, the moment he'd set out to find more of the creatures. "The time for killing hasn't ended at all," he thought. "It has just begun."
Near the end, the ash began to